purpose, honourable members, of today's meeting is threefold. First one on Well, you'll be relieved to know there are no minutes for this meeting, honourable members. Not because we didn't prepare minutes, but because there is no minutes. There's no meeting that we have to report on. The first one is that we are, when we come back in the next term, we, the first week when we come back, we will deal with the budget vote 34 and the strategic plan of the department. Now, of course, the committee has not been able to do sufficient preparation, apart from the smaller committee that is there that has been deliberating on some issues already. We've got to find a way to do further preparations on the budget vote and the strategic plan. The researcher has done some things on the some analysis on the budget vote already, but of course, doing analysis on the budget vote in the absence of the strategic plan continues to be difficult. We've asked if Rob doesn't have some drafting already that will assist us, because we're going into recess and we're not going to have any time to go through all of this. And we're not quite sure what the situation is, because I've now seen many departments' strategic plan on my desk, and I don't know what the difficulty then would be to tell us at least, so that we can prepare. We can't go into such a big meeting without doing the preparations. So it's not possible even at that at this meeting to do it, because the only thing we can do is to look at the budget. So that's the one issue. Let me just pause there and get some views from the members on it. Comrade Kay?
I think I'll go along with what you're suggesting, because that is the only route I think we can take in the circumstances, because the day after tomorrow we shall not be here, and we'll only be returning on the 2nd of May.
The absence of no further comments, I do want to suggest then that what we do is, when we come back, we, and you will see the proposal on the program also, when we come back, we are supposed to be having the hearings on the 3rd and the 4th, which is Thursday and Friday, that we do the best that we can on the Wednesday itself, because that's a bout that we have. We can't do it earlier than that in the week, because it's a holiday and, you know, all of these other things. So we're asking that members return on the 2nd. Well, we're supposed to return on the 2nd in any event, but that we use that day, because in any event, it is a committee day on that Wednesday. And, yes, so we use that Wednesday to the best of our abilities, and we trust that, you know, all relevant documents should be here by then. And then the next 2 days, we will proceed with the absolute, with the actual hearings. The other reason for that also is it will stay fresh in our mind for the next day also. Is that okay, members? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for agreeing there, Honourable Van der Walt. Okay. That's the first issue, Honourable Van der Walt. We were just looking at the practical preparations for the vote 34 and the strategic plan. And we have just said that, well, we're going into constituency period, so we don't have any other time to prepare. And we've agreed that we will do that the Wednesday when we come back, which is the 2nd of May. And then there's the next 2 days of the public hearings on the relevant vote. Having agreed to that, the second issue that I want us maybe just to quickly get out of the way is the program for the second term itself. There are copies in front of you. We've agreed to the 2nd of May already. And then if you can just read through the next page, I'll give you a minute or two and to reflect. The page? Page? Minute or two? No, sorry, Jonathan. Now I'm saying I'll just give you a minute or two and then let's reflect on it and take it from there. Welcome, Honorable Masala. Honorable Munsami.
Come here, sir. When you look at this, the 2nd of May, you know the 1st of May is Workers' Day. Are we taking that into account?
Of course I would. Okay. The 2nd of May, when we'll be back, we've just agreed to be back here a minute ago, Honorable Munsami, to be a big chancellor. But the vote looks very distraught.
Indeed, I'm not, Jenny, but I don't have a problem. As you know, Janet is overseas at the moment. I'll give this to her. I'm not sure I won't be able to attend as Arts and Culture also have hearings that day. In fact, we're appointing Council Board then. That Friday, well, Janet can decide, but we've got a Federal Council that day in Johannesburg, so I'm sure none of us would be able to attend on the Friday. And we have our Congress that weekend, just after, so we won't be able to come and go on that. So it's just that day, but I'm sure it's not a problem to the committee.
No, we completely understand. We completely understand. As nominations close already.
Well, it's quite true. You can still bring in a late nomination. I'll bring, by the time you have yours, we'll be settled already.
Oversettled. Okay. Now, honorable members, nominations are still over for the leader of the Democratic Alliance. And, okay. Can we come back to the draft progress of the Portfolio Committee? Answer.
Chairperson, thank you. I just want to comment on May 1st. I don't have any disagreements with it. It's just that I picked up that actually the way the program is for May, it's kind of the way I like it. So I don't know about the other members. And the fact that the deliberations on the formal adoption of the oversight report on Gauteng, which we're doing also during that, we're also doing during that lunch, is actually perfect. So then everything should be fresh if the report is ready by then. Now I'm saying, I'm just speaking to the whole program of May before I go to June. I'm saying, to my mind, I've just quickly looked at May. As you remarked, the 2nd of course when we come back, that's agreed. The following day, the 3rd and the 4th, that's also agreed. That's a given. And then of course, we're going to Gauteng on the oversight to that province. Okay. I don't have any disagreement with anything else that follows the oversight visit. And then I'm just commenting that the deliberations and formal adoption of the oversight report on Gauteng is associated just nicely. And everything is so fresh. I'm saying, because of our earlier experiences, the report's taking long, if the report is ready for adoption at that time, then it's situated just perfectly where it should be. Because then we would have dealt with the work for 8 months. So I don't have any disagreements with me.
I think the first, it's not that we're going to deliberate on the report for 2 days. I think there's something missing on the first June. I don't have my original document here now. There's something else there on the 1st of June. It's not talking to a report for 2 days.
Yeah, I see. Right, you're right.
Any other views? Okay. Honourable members, if the members are comfortable with it, you will see that what we're going to do the second term in the main is to, when we're done with the strategic plan, the oversight visit, and then of course there's the report on the water boards, and then there's the big tariff thing. That's a big one. And let me just speak to the tariff one, what we're going to try and do, because this thing is not a small thing, you know, this is a pile again. And what we'll try and do is we'll try and see when we go on the oversight visit to Gauteng to take a minute or two in on that oversight, a day or half a day, whatever, to deal with it, because again, we don't have any other time to deal with it, and it's not something that you can just, it's not as straightforward as that. So we'll try and do preparations. You can see on the program it doesn't say preparations for it. Yeah. So we'll try and factor it into one of those five days that we are there. And then the rest of it, you'll see we're going to be dealing with lots of policy stuff for the remainder of, and all of this flows out of the workshop that we had at the beginning of the year, where we said that we need to have a look at the acts, we need to look at the institutional reform stuff, and then of course there's the forestry stuff and so on, and that's why you see what you see on here. And of course, dwarfs. And of course, Dwarf's quarterly report is on here. Razia, I'm not quite sure where you were last night, but we're not going to have Dwarf on the 20th of June and the 22nd of June. So, I'll have to ask the members that what you adopt, you must adopt with the corrections. Because I'm not quite sure what happened to Razia when she was doing this. But there are a couple of repeats. There are repeats on here. Aaron?
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to say that, you know, the provision is made in Parliament for extraordinary committee meetings. Meaning that the committee can request to meet on a day that we're not supposed to meet, that we're not normally meeting on. For instance, we normally meet on a Wednesday, and if we have to, it's necessary, then we can meet on a Tuesday, even on Monday. And some committees even request to meet on over the weekend, take a day in the weekend, and they decide where it's best in the country to meet, and they actually go to the best point. So all of that is, we can do that if we really have to. The reason I'm mentioning that chairperson is because of the tariff thing. This is going to be a big one. It's going to be a big deal, but time consuming, and it must be done thoroughly. So I wondered, I don't have a proposal for any particular day, but I wondered whether we can look at possibly requesting a meeting on a day that we're not normally having a meeting, just to be able to deal with that one, because once we begin with the members will find that we need more time probably than half a day. I just wanted us maybe to consider it, Jacobson.
Asking over and above, are you talking about preparations or the actual submissions of them?
When are they going to be submitted? They are actually, they've been
submitted. It's in Parliament already.
But you see, we don't have it yet, and it's going to be a pile, as you rightly indicated. So we as committee members are going to need time to work our way through that pile. This will be more than half a day's work. I'm thinking.
Chair, I don't have a problem. We must just take into consideration other committees as well, like, for example, Tuesdays. I'm not sure if anybody else is on other committees, but so then any other day then, yeah, then maybe a Saturday would be a good day, or a Friday, I don't know, or a Monday. But Monday, seeing being constituent today, I'm sure we can come back on a Monday to do that.
Alright, the request is, I want to see if I get it right. The request basically is over and above the day that we want to set aside when we go and do oversight. You want more than that. That's what the request is. And so you're asking us to factor that in. I don't want to take a big chance here, Honorable Arendse and Thunderbolt. There is a draft program of Parliament out for the remainder of the year. Can you allow me to go and consult on that draft program and see so that we don't clash with all these other activities and stuff like that, and take that into consideration? We'll ask the staff to make sure that we'll have to find a way to get the copies of these submissions to the members. As difficult as it is, we will have to do that. And, Shireen normally summarizes these things for us in her own research and so on. We'll try and make it as friendly as possible. Not that it is very friendly, but we'll try and make it as friendly as possible. Honorable Maina?
I just wanted to ask you that when you go and negotiate, please, because you know that when we agreed about the Monday being constituency work, we agreed that then we are going to utilize the Fridays. That I haven't heard any one of you mentioning a Friday. That then you look at the Friday that we may
The program as it's being proposed currently takes Fridays into consideration. And so I trust that the discussion that we had at the workshop, I'm not going to repeat it here, because I think it's something you have resolved at the workshop. And because of the nature of the second term, we have to. Otherwise, we're not going to get any of these things done in the second term. The third term, we can attempt to cruise slowly, you know. The fourth term, we can even cruise slower. But, yes. But let's not fight with each other on the second term for the Fridays and stuff like that. We've tried to put together the program in such a way that we take quorums and stuff like that into consideration on which days. So it is here, Honorable Mahine. Having said that, Honorable Musala, no, it's your cooperation in this regard, always. Of course, we'll take into consideration that if it's wonderful. You see, Masala, I've been a negotiator in my life for a long time. And I know when people try and sneak me from the back, a claws, you know. I know this thing. I can see it from a mile. They sneak in by the back, a claws. That then topple the entire agreement, you see. Now, please. You're now trying to do that thing. This agreement? Yes. Honorable members, I can see the more I leave this thing now open, the more there's more sneaking going on. Can I ask for a formal, on the basis of the comments that has been made and the corrections and so on? Shireen wants to move.
The process regarding the tariffs. During this recess period, I will do the overview of the 15 and analysis of the 15 water tariffs. I will have it ready, and somehow during that period I'll fax it through to members. It won't be longer than 5-7 pages. And then what I suggest that, like the Water Board's annual report, each member is given maybe 2 or 3 water boards to look at the tariffs. And in that way, all of it will be worked or looked through. That's a suggestion.
I think that suggestion should be fine, Shireen, that we will continue to find a way. But I also want to remind the members, on the tariff thing, further on the agenda, you'll see that we're going into a sort of a workshop thing, where the tariff thing is going to be dealt with a little bit more in depth also. Because the task that we need to perform on that day is a task that derives of the Municipal Finance Management Act. But there are bigger issues in the tariff thing that not necessarily we'll be able to resolve on that same day, and that's why we've agreed we need to have a broader discussion. You can remember when we dealt with the water boards, this was one of the issues that came out, that we've got to find a broader discussion because of the way the tariff regime is at the moment in water in South Africa. So we're going to have a second bite at this entire tariff discussion. This one we must deal with complying with the Municipal Finance Management Act. But also we've got to do so because the board has started to knock on my door already to say, when is this thing happening? Because they need to implement it and, all of these other things and so on. So we'll take that into consideration also. If we need to even shift it from the 18th to the 16th, whatever. Formal rejection or mover on the program for the second term? With the corrections here. Moved by Van der Walt, seconded by Arantxa, and Mosala and Monsami, and everyone else, including Honorable Sibiyani. Thank you very much, members. The third issue on the agenda is the water board's submissions that we had last week. In preparation, honorable members, for the report to be done and for us to adopt a report when we come back, in terms of the program, you'll see when we come back, we'll deal with the adoption. We thought we'll use this opportunity to really, while things are so fresh in our minds, just to reflect a little bit on the 2 days that we've had and the kind of things that members feel they would want to go into the report also, and the emphasis, Honorable Mosala, that you would want us to place when it comes to issues like recommendations and so on. Because that will help the report writing also, and members should just feel free in any way that they want to express themselves on this. But of course, we will continue to be guided in our discussions on our obligations with regard to the Public Finance Management Act, the Municipal Finance Management Act, the our oversight, what is this thing? The regulations of our oversight, I can't find the word now. The National Treasury Regulations, we will be guided by that also. And if there's anything on any of the relevant acts that we need to refer to also. So I think what I'm asking is that box must remain, whatever we say and do and resolve, it must be within that box of our obligations as members of Parliament and the acts and the regulations that is there. Outside of that box, then of course, what are the other things that members feel that we need to place emphasis on, excluding another decision on Ikangala? A draft that has been given to you to just refresh you a little bit. It's just this, how many pages? No numbers on the pages? It's back to back? 8 pages that just remind us about who were all here. What the aims are, and I think I've said that already. And then the documents that we use as guidelines, I have said that already. And then there's a little summary on who said what really, really, not a detailed summary, just a little reminder of Namakwa and all these people that are attached to the mines and so on. And a few remarks that I made at the end. So enige iets wat sê asseblief. Is there anyone that would like to say anything? In situ, can the Honourable Maine, can you repeat that in situ? Anything that anyone wants to say. How must I say it in situ? Van der Walt?
Ek sal my Engels probeer. Now, Jay, I obviously haven't read through this, but as you said, it's not in depth detail, but surely under Bushbuck Ridge, the viability of Bushbuck Ridge, because I think that is the same with Buchelu and Ikongala. As you said, we don't have to repeat this, because Ikongala already states the disestablishment of the board, Buchelu was the viability that was questioned, and I think the same should be said with Bushbuck Ridge. I'm sure you don't want us to go through and scrutinize and compile a thick document on this, as long as the basics are there.
When I look at Bushbuck Ridge, I realize that rainwater is covering the services in that area. Does it mean that the Bushbuck Ridge Water Board is no longer in existence? And about qualified audit report for the second year, yet board has done nothing or very little to correct this. I really don't know what they should have done since the municipal itself owes Bushbuck Ridge Water Board 26 million. I don't know exactly how they should have operated without money. If one can just clarify as to what this actually means, perhaps I'll understand it.
Talk to us also, Van der Waal. I know you want to answer it, but you can talk to us also. Now, it's a statement that's been made. If you read the report that Rainwater gave, they did say that they're doing some stuff in that area also. So it's just a factual statement. It's not whether the board is existing or not. What's been repeated is just a factual thing. What has been said in the hearing. It's these on the second one. No, members, you don't need to take that sentence. It's up to yourself to say how do you want to. In fact, it's not a Bushbuck thing only. It's for everyone, all the boards. In your opinion, how did all the boards? How did they do in terms of their financial obligations? In terms of the Public Finance Management Act. I think that's the question that we must answer.
Okay. Chairperson, what about different? You know, the others did well, others did not so well, but generally I must say this year was better than last year. On most of them. Problems that may have appeared there it's not the dying one. It's not like nothing that can be done on them, but I think we can generally say that the performance was a lot disimproved on many of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I want to agree that the improvement of presentations and what they presented to us was a bit better. Although I felt that many of the boards, although they're doing better, quite a number of them are borderline. They should be watched closely to see which way, because if anything goes wrong with quite a number of them, it would slide the other way. While for the past 12 months, they've been more than 12 months, obviously. But I'm just thinking of since last day we had that hearing with the boards, just over 12 months ago. They seem to have improved, and if you look at the figures, they have indeed improved. But it's just that I can't be sort of my personal opinion is that the committee can't rest easy about many of them, although there's an improvement. As I just remarked, it would appear as if anything goes wrong, it could easily go the other way. It's so tentative that I almost want, when I look at some of them, although I see an improvement, I almost want to hold my breath actually for 12 months and see what happens. So I think then it's close. There are those that are just improving with leaps and bounds. Gaining, for instance, some members of the committee weren't on the committee, but if you look at the annual reports, go back a bit, and you'll see which sad state of affairs Gany found itself in just 2 years ago, not so long ago. And then they made major improvements, and they seem to be moving ahead, so much so that I think they're planning to, or already looking at, moving into Africa, expanding and things like that. So they made, well, to where, if you look at where they were and where they are now, they made a complete turnaround. There is the other board, I think the one in the purple, what's the name? Nepele knows that my only concern with them is that the receivable has, the number of days has increased a bit. And that's my concern. Of course, they told you they're very strong. They are strong, and they are also improving quite remarkably. But that's a concern, because if that worsens, I hope I'm not being pedantic, but if that worsens, even that, because it's a huge state that's owed to them, could become a problem. And so I've picked up several that are doing better, but need to be watched closely. Others like the Pele, Gany, of course the Rand Waters, light years ahead of many, are doing quite well, self-sufficient. They assist, like in the Pele's case, they assist, and Gany's case, they assist the department tremendously, and the municipalities, the district municipalities, for instance, with even the articulation in the Pele's case, you know. They're ready to hand those things over to the municipality, so that the municipality catches up in terms of capacity, you know, because they really want to handle bulk only, you know. But in the meantime, they're doing that, and they're willingly doing it, and waiting for the municipalities to catch up, actually, in this case. So there are those kind of good examples, Chairperson. And then, of course, there is Kangala. Just dead and not there. Yeah. I thought that I think as soon as the department clarifies that, you know, I think we're clear. Yeah? But as I remarked in the committee meeting, is that, you know, there are still professional courtesy. If you don't announce something like that publicly, look at that list of the courteousness. Informing the institution. So that's the only problem that I had with that. Otherwise, I think the committee is the chairperson. I think it's a recommendation that we also made. Because we, when we visited them, we couldn't see how they were going to survive, and there has been an improvement. Right? And then, of course, Bushbuck Ridge seems to I think I said that we needed to, we had a brief discussion at the end of it. I think my feeling was that we needed to see whether the debt that's owed to them, if that is paid, or part of that is paid, whether it was really actually, because they're not as they're pretty bad. The situation is bad. I mean, must nobody can deny that. But they seem to say that, look, this is the money owed to us. If we get part of this money, we will be out of these problems. But that's a bigger problem. This is not a problem that Busba can handle on their own. And it would appear as if the department is stepping in to see what they can do about it. I doubt this sound of resolution. I'm beginning to really wonder, maybe I shouldn't say it. I'm beginning to really wonder why we have some, you know, because I don't know how much help they are. They don't, but it's not for me to try. But overall, Chairman, that's sort of my view of what happened. But then I need to make one more point. You picked it up and you were hard on it in the hearings. What is the water board's name? I think it's... I will recognize. Give me 1 second. Amatole. The asset thing. And I thought that that asset thing should be part of what we suggest the way forward to be. It's a bad currency. And I just felt that is so serious and it's been so long outstanding. And that is what, it's not the board's fault at all. You know? There hasn't been those kind of changes over the years in the board that it couldn't be dealt with. You know, I think somebody should work it out for 9 years. And I really felt that it should be a suggested way forward that can be resolved urgently, Jefferson. Other than that, I think that the draft is good.
Any other views? Shana?
I can only concur with what Honorable Aaron says. He's saying.
When Comrade Nasala concur, I feel so clever, you know.
Yeah, no. But one question is the question of Inkangala now being finalized, I think, officially it is established. It's a question. Congratulations. All right. Because these people have got plans, you know, for the future. As far as they are concerned, they have a vision. They are still moving on. As far as they are, so I was just, wondering whether there's a final determination with regard to their existence. Otherwise, I really agree with what has been said. But you know, sometimes, Chair, I get worried when reference is made to the Public Finance Management Act and the Municipal Finance Management Act. I always ask myself whether I'm really familiar with these documents. I'm therefore saying that I'm making an appeal that, as a committee, we must acquaint ourselves, very closely with these documents because they are very important guiding document for this committee. Even if we can give ourselves time to perhaps identify certain clauses within that are very relevant to us. I sometimes feel very stupid, when a reference is made to these two acts, and I then begin to realize how ignorant I am of them. Otherwise, the views expressed are representative of my views as well. The presentations were very, very good. Salga was very critical, and Salga actually doubts whether dwarf. You know, the remark made by the gentleman was sector leaders, as you refer to yourselves. You know, it sounded as if they are not convinced that dwarf is leading this sector. And if so, whether dwarf is doing that or executing the leadership role very effectively. They impose like themselves, you know, like big brothers. Even I doubt if they have any respect for the community. But that is my own view. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Masala. No, I don't agree with you when you say that, you know, you feel stupid about the PFMA and so on. Because what we've attempted in this committee was to remind us all the time of what those obligations are in the PFMA. So maybe the way we use the words maybe sounds intimidating, but you are familiar with it. Because a lot of the questions that you have asked, Honorable Member, were PFMA questions. So I don't want you to feel, you know, you don't. But it is fine, the suggestion. We can take it on board. Because it is good that we remind ourselves all the time and we workshop ourselves all the time on what are our obligations and what do we need to do and what are our obligations under the Municipal Finance Management. But it's a newish one for us in the committee. I don't think there's anything wrong in us talking about these acts all the time and how do we need to respond to it as a committee. And sometimes we slip up on it also on the things. So I don't think there's any problem with your suggestion that you are making. I wanted to make a suggestion to the members and see if this can help guide the way we can put the report together. I have said earlier on that what we need to do is we must first of all do the report in such a way that we, first of all, we explain the purpose of water boards and the role that the water boards need to play, and that will be obviously what the Water Act and some instances the Water Services Act says. So I think we must remind ourselves in the report about that as part of the background. And then I think we must secondly go to our obligations, which are the obligations in terms of how we need to do oversight as a portfolio committee. So that will be the regulations, that will be the PFMA, that will be the MFMA, and anything else that I'm not mentioning. And then we must say, in terms of those regulations, what have we been able to achieve out of the 2 days of the hearings in terms of the regulations. So, for example, we will have to say that all of the boards applied for the Public Finance Management Act. And where they have not applied, what do we say as a committee needs to happen? Where they have not complied. All of them have complied with the Municipal Finance Management Act, and if they haven't, what do we say as a committee needs to happen in that regard? And when I say the Public Finance Management Act, I'm talking about the long list of all of that. Did they, and the assets is in there, the issue of the assets, it is in there. And I think apart from in the PFMA, we should maybe, I agree, take the assets as a little side one also. Because if we look at quite a number of the other boards, it's just the Amatola one stands out because of the amount of years. But if you look at all the other boards, there's quite a number of them where the assets has not been transferred, including Bushbuck Ridge. And there are in instances where assets has not been transferred, it's had and is having an impact on the functioning of the board. This, you know, this thing of the one leg here and the other leg there and the board is supposed to perform.
So I'm asking that we, you know, we do all of those things, all of the obligatory things that we need to do, and then see whether out of the 2 days we got sufficient information that we can give a an opinion on how they have done. Now, let me just add, members, also, you didn't, the preparations that we did included the research unit of Parliament amongst ourselves and so on, but we have commissioned a research also on the annual reports of the water boards by an outside grouping which Parliament approved that we can do. They did not bring us all the research. What we've asked them to do is that we've asked them, now that we've had the 2 days, can they go and look at a number of other things? So, for example, what effect does the fact that the assets that has not been transferred, what effect does that have on the boards? The debt issue that quite a number of the boards, and of course we've heard what Saga said, what effect does the debt issue have on the future life of the board, but also everyone else that influences this debt and this tariff issue. And we're asking them to look at some of the other things that we didn't find sufficient time to get into through the 2 days, and make that part of the final report of the committee. Of course, we'll circulate it to all the members. That's, of course, if all your emails are still functioning, which I've discovered nowadays. Some of your emails bounce back, honorable members. It means that your little computer training is not happening anymore, as we have thought. And I can see, as I said, some of your emails are bouncing back, so the heads are going down. So I thought, just to inform the members, that that's what we would like to do, so to ask them to actually go deeper into some of the other issues so that it enriches our report. And then I, Honorable Sibiyan, I'll give you an opportunity. And then what we ask in the report to further do is, we must say something about the technical quality of these reports, honorable members. We must say something about it, because for us, to enable the portfolio committee to have an opinion on the annual report that's submitted, it's important that the information that has been given to Parliament is in such a way that we can have an opinion. So I think we must say something about the technical quality of the reports, and have recommendations around the discussion that we've had with the boards on the content of it. And that is not in most of the boards. We are unable to see what they have done. We can see the finances, yes, but we cannot necessarily see what they have done in terms of their service delivery and so on. Here and there, we hear they're in Mozambique, and I don't know, somebody's in Ghana, and those kind of things. So we must say something about the technical quality of the report. And then I think, we must say something about how the committee views the institutional oversight on the water boards. Members had a long go with DWAF. You interrogated DWAF quite sufficiently the first day and asked them to come back the second day. I think we must say something about that, the institutional oversight, because that's quite important. The water boards don't report to us first and foremost. Their obligation in terms of the Act is to report to the Minister first of all. So of course there's an expectation on the committee that if they report to the Minister first of all, then there's a number of other things that needs to be done. And so I think we should have a view on the institutional oversight of the water boards in relation to what we have picked up out of the annual report. We'll confine ourselves to that. We will make it a broader view. In the annual report, we note the following on institutional oversight, and if the following has been done. There are boards that said that they still need a board. The board hasn't been appointed on the board member. There are some boards that say that they are in debt. There are other boards that are saying they're relying on DWAFs money for their survival and so on. Now, a number of those things require institutional oversight to be tightened up. So I think we should have a view on that. And then I think, lastly, we should maybe talk about the broader issues of the board, how the boards are contributing to the broader objectives of government, and have a view on, are they together, Honorable Mukhasi? Because very different views have come out of the boards on the broader objectives of government. Some say they're helping in Northwest on the back of eradication. Others are, you know, very shocked to hear that they should be part of it and so on. So I think we should say something about the broader role that the committee feels. Insofar as the board. Those are some of my views, Honourable Members, but let me give Honourable, is he still there? Sibuyani and Mukhasi an opportunity. Sibuyani first? You want him to, okay, Comrade Mukhasi?
Yeah, Chairperson, I think the report of the board, some of them were doubtful, you know. I mean, we had lots of issues, you know, that, I mean, somebody was giving us a report and she was presenting on the board and there was nothing that we had, you know, with us in the paper. And I pity some of the boards, they try their best effort, but it does seem they have no capacity. But also, I've been to some area, you know, in Northwest, where I met my brother, he stays somewhere there. For 3 weeks they haven't had water, you know. And when they do have water, they bring some tanks, you know, and they get a little bit, and that's it. And how do people live? How do they cook? How do they wash? How do they do their washing? It's terrible at this time of, our freedom in South Africa. Thank you.
Did you know Parliament didn't have water yesterday?
Thanks, Chair. I think I'll have to stand on my position as far as the reports are concerned. But some of them are well written, and some of them are well presented. Personally, I do not have the guts to say because somebody spoke so well, somebody presented so well, then I can go about singing "It is all well with my soul." Because I know exactly what is presented to us. It can be different when we look into exactly what is happening on the ground. Then, well, I would always say it is better for us to get an opportunity which we do not have to visit some of the boards, not even if it's not all. To see exactly, especially those that are speaking so well, to see exactly what is happening there in the ground, it tallies with what has been told to us. And then, if there are improvements, definitely we can go to those that are not performing well in order to help them to perform like those who actually performed well. But my opinion is that. As it is now, I cannot sing that song. It is all well with my soul.
Honorable Richard Taylor.
Chair, I would just like to make a comment rather than a question or a remark with regards to the lack of service delivery of water in some quarters. My colleague here has just mentioned in the Northwest. I don't know how many times I've raised this issue. I think our mandate really is to...
Order Maine and there's a member on the floor and Thunderbolt.
I think...
Of course, it's the gate of the Thunderbolt, I know.
I think one of our mandates is really to supply and see that people do get water at all times of whenever possible. But then we have this embarrassing situation in the Northwest, which has been going on for years now. And I say the most lamentable thing is that whenever there's an uprising with regards to lack of water in that particular area, in the Zirast area, people simply march to the main road, which links us with our neighboring country, Botswana, and they damage the vehicles of those poor people. And this in itself creates a poor image of our relationship. Now, the question that comes up is, how long is this thing going to prevail? And why is it not being given the attention that it deserves? From two angles, from the point of view of residents in those areas, and also from the point of view of Botswana people's safety. Thank you.
Follow Jan up while you're praying. Okay, he's praying for Northwest, he says, aren't you?
Yeah, yes, I don't know whether we're done now with discussing the straw. Almost, because I wanted to make a point. It's not a question, I just wanted to just have a comment, Chair, because I think, when we speak of quality, I think we also have to say something about the quality of, I mean, this is a draft only, but the quality of our reports these days. I think, I seem to think that it improved tremendously, Chairperson. So, I think we must just give credit where credit is due. Although, I hope this is not final discussion, because I've picked up a couple of things now that I wanted to speak on, but not right now. I don't need a final discussion. You know, I just wanted to point them out, maybe. But I just wanted to say the quality is really improving quite well. Thanks.
Now, I'm sure the entire committee shares that sentiment. But let me remind you, Honourable Arendse, this is not a draft report. So don't worry. This is just to enable us for a discussion here today.
Oh, I was just reading
the draft report. No, the draft report is still coming. This is just a little bit of a something to enable us to have a discussion here. So, Honourable Members, I think maybe why don't we bring it to a close. Let's start working towards the first draft of the report and get it to the members, and so that the members can also make some input in it. We've agreed that, it doesn't matter whether people make lots of submissions here to this committee or briefings. We will always include in our oversight report, we will always include going to whichever provinces and seeing for ourselves what the situation is there. So in this instance, you would remember that we've even said to the boards that we're coming to Gauteng, and of course we will visit some of the boards also when we go to Gauteng. So it's a decision that you have taken already at the beginning of the year that we will do. So when we go to Gauteng, that will be on our agenda, the boards, and then of course the other issues. Let's bring this discussion to a close, Honourable Dichitelo. Not all of us can answer all of that, because not all of the issues fall within the Portfolio Committee on Water Affairs and Forestry. Not all of it, but I think that of course we take into consideration what you are saying. And I think we must see how do we take those discussions further, because that's why we are members of parliament. We must ensure that service delivery improves. And where there are these difficulties, we have agreed on the Northwest report. We have agreed with the department that we don't think they brought us sufficient things on Northwest. You have agreed in the meeting it wasn't sufficient, the stuff that they came to say to us. And therefore, we will continue to interact with the department further on the Northwest, because we have said that insofar as service delivery on water and sanitation is concerned in Northwest, much more needs to be done with regards to that. And I think when we deal with the budget, honorable members, please can you look into the budget to see if the budget does, when we get to deal with the strategic plan, please look in there to see, are there sufficient resources being set aside for these worrying areas that you are pointing out? Let's bring this one to a close. I just wanted to say that, because I don't think we'll see each other as a meeting again after this, just to remind the members that we've had some suggestions on our oversight to Gauteng. Honorable Semple said something, Honorable Mokhasi, I don't know if he said something. But just to remind the members again that the oversight to Gauteng will take into consideration the suggestions that you have made at the workshop at the beginning of the year. So we will not attempt to hop from one municipality to another. What we will do is we'll try and see how can we look at the following areas, and that is, of course, we'll go and do oversight on the water boards that are there. Our second obligation is obviously project consolidate, because that at least enable us to go to particular municipalities to ensure that where poverty alleviation and so on is of such a nature, why they have to place as part of project consolidate, we will attempt to go to them. And then, of course, we'll try and make sure that we cover forestry issues. Even if we must go look for forestry issues in the cradle of humankind. I'm sure so. Please, the water stuff there, the cradle of humankind. So, forestry stuff, working for water stuff, working on fire stuff. And of course the targets that have been set. We'll see how they are doing in Gauteng with the targets that have been set, and that is the plans that they're making to ensure that we have water delivered to everyone next year, this year the budget, the year thereafter the sanitation and so on. All of those things will obviously form part of. There are, where members feel there are some critical areas that you would want us to point out to us, please feel free to still do that. We do have a limited time, obviously, to put together the program. And so we are asking you if there are anything in your opinion that you feel we should be looking at in Gauteng, then please do that. But you will, of course, we will see each other when we come back on the 2nd, that you will give the final logistics on it. But, of course, the program, I think, will obviously will get to you before we come back here on the 2nd. In that same program, Zakela, there will be a day that the Portfolio Committee visits Dwaf, and we will do what Honorable Mansami said, and that is we will do a long tour through Dwaf. We're not going to sit in the boardroom. That's not why we're coming here, Zakela. We're not going to the boardroom. We're going into the physical building or buildings. I think there are many buildings. Swamadaka and Sedi Beng, and I don't know what's the other one. Many of them. We will, the letter that will go to Dwaf will state that we're doing an entire walkthrough for the entirety, so that we deal with the HR side of things, which members have pointed out when we had the department before us. I think that is all that I have from my side. Honorable members, we are ending early. We have arranged lunch in the new wing for you. We've discovered a new thing, honorable members. When they provide lunch for us here, you know, this finger thing that they put out here, Now that money that they charge us for that few oily stuff that you see here, not few, there's many oily stuff that you see floating here in, I don't know whether it's vegetable oil or olive oil, or oil that they've been using for 20 days. That same oily stuff that you see here that they give us, the money that they charge for us to bring all that oily stuff, is the same money that they charge us to have a sit down. Now, it is obvious. You would agree with me when I said, but why do we do this thing? Why must we hang around with this oily stuff when it's the same amount of money? Why don't we, when we have this meeting, just let the members have a proper sit-down? Because it's not extra cost that we are spending. And let's avoid this diabetes stuff that they give us and this heart attack stuff that they give us outside here in this, I think it's just gross, that stuff. You agree, honorable members. It's not that I have increased the budget now for food and so on. I've taken health considerations on this matter. But there are some other stuff to drink outside in the meantime, honorable members. Yes, no. Yeah. It is the Okay. Honorable members, thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming to the meeting, and thank you very much for your contribution. We'll see you, Maine. Yes, the African National Congress members, the whip is reminding me that she's also just asking us, can the ANC members just stay behind? Those that would like to join the ANC also, they can also stay behind.